and all the other things that you need fantasy-wise, and you take yourself to Daily MVP. If you beat me, you can win a Vivid Seats credit worth up to $10. Visit DailyMVP.com for official rules. And did I mention how free it is? It's the freest of free things you could possibly ever free your life with. So make sure you go to DailyMVP.com/golf for the golf football throwdown, or download the app today, Daily MVP. And when you lock in those picks on a Sunday, make sure you choose wisely, because you can't change them. That's Daily MVP app or DailyMVP.com/golf for the golf football throwdown.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people and their cars and Progressive and the fact that you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can zero it out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Yes. Cub fans, this is your destination to talk Chicago Cubs playoff baseball.
Line drive toward the middle. Diving stop, Russell. Goes to second. Cubs win. Sensational play.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rose and Hyundai Algonquin September sales event going on now. Derrick Rose is out of surgery after fracturing his orbital bone in the Bulls' first day of practice yesterday. Coach Fred Hoiberg said surgery went as expected and that the season opener against the Cavs on October 27th has not been ruled out for Rose. Hoiberg's hoping to get more information on a timetable for Rose's return later on today. Meanwhile, the Bears return to practice as they turn their attention to the Raiders. GM Ryan Pace continues to make roster moves ahead of Sunday's matchup with Oakland. Yesterday, the team announced that they've signed safety Chris Pozinski and linebacker Leroy Reynolds and waived safety Brock Vereen. Vereen drafted by Phil Emery as a fourth-round pick in 2014. Meanwhile, the Raiders are 2-1 and trail Denver in the AFC West. Oakland coach Jack Del Rio credits his guys up front.
I'm going to take you back to where it all starts, and that's in the trenches. You know, our offensive line is what makes it all go. You know, they're the engine, and we can't do it without them. So they've been giving, you know, Derek great protection. They've been opening the running lanes for our backs and providing the time for our passing game to go. So really, the offensive line is where it starts.
To baseball, where the Cubs will be looking for their 93rd win on the season and to pick up some ground on the Pirates for that top NL wild card as they play game two of a three-game set against the Reds tonight. John Lester heads to the mound for the Cubs. He struck out 198 batters this season. That puts Lester second in franchise history behind Ken Holtzman, who struck out 202 in 1970. Anthony DeSclafani will pitch for the Reds. They've lost 10 in a row and are trying to avoid their worst losing streak in 17 years. First pitch tonight at 6:10. Game one between the Cards and Pittsburgh. They'll play a doubleheader today after they were rained out last night. Game one already underway. No score in the second. White Sox, meanwhile, try to take two in a row from the Royals. Jose Quintana needs to pitch just 2 2/3 innings to make it to 200 on the season. He'll be opposed by Edinson Volquez. Pregame right here on the Score at 6:35. And the Oakland A's have hired Justine Siegel as MLB's first female coach. She'll coach the A's Instructional League team in October. And finally, a federal appeals court ruled today that the NCAA's use of college athletes' names, images, and likenesses in video games and TV broadcasts violated antitrust laws, but struck down a plan allowing schools to pay athletes up to $5,000 in compensation. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you to our guests today, Vincent Goodwill from Comcast Sportsnet.
Bringing all that bad luck from Detroit.
Yeah, although we got to credit him for the Cubs if we're going to blame him for it.
I ain't credited him for a damn thing. He brought all that bad luck from Detroit. He's the reason why the Bears suck. He's the reason why Derrick Rose keeps getting hurt.
How many homes does he own in Detroit, by the way? All of them.
Yes.
I believe all of them.
Yeah, all of them are on fire. Yeah.
Weren't most of them bought by foreign consortia?
Yes. Yeah, I thought a lot of casinos there.
Too. They
too.
Were.
I thought the people, London,
well,
China,
know,
there's a lot of people.
Spieges is worried about the Chinese stealing all our money.
It's either that or Taylor Swift. I can't tell you what
she's buying. What is it? What was the last home? She had some $25 million spread.
Yeah, but she pays cash for all of them. She's got a list of them.
Yep.
What is she like? The
cash money.
Interesting.
Really? That's like the white Aretha Franklin. $25 million
cash
for her house.
Why would you do that?
It's the Goldwyn estate, right?
Goldwyn, yeah.
Why would you do that, though?
Because you're Taylor Swift.
But I'm just saying, like, isn't that a bad buy, though? Like, you
because
have
of
to
rates
live in that
where they are?
Yeah. And just the, I don't know. I guess I don't know
another
enough.
Couple out there, she don't like that one.
It depends on the market.
Get Hochberg on the line so I can figure out if that's a bad buy or not. But you were saying,
he probably arranged it for her.
Go ahead, Speaks.
You guys done? You guys all right? Okay, wow. Thank you to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com and Steve Stone
about you?
From the White Sox and
my
the
baseball,
score.
My favorite baseball diva.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys, producing.
Yeah, good job, Rick.
Thank
good
you
to
so
see
much.
Your smiling face.
Is that a shot at Shep?
No.
Kevin.
Yes, that's a shot at
Shep. Sounded like
I just don't want to see Shep smile. It's awkward. It's painful.
Oh, yeah.
He's on vacation now, man.
I know, but the smile. It is not a man who looks good smiling.
He's a frowny dude. Yeah, he is. He's Zawoski, one of those guys. He's got resting frown face.
Jay describes it as it looks like his teeth are trying to escape from his mouth.
He's like the kid who doesn't know how to take pictures. He's like, smile normal, damn it. Be regular.
He's kind of cutlery.
Who?
Yeah.
Shep?
Yeah.
He is kind of
except without the talent.
Spork. He's like a spork, pretty much.
He is a buck.
Kevin Zipak, thank you so much. Tomorrow, our guest.
So good at jokes.
I'm like a Bernstein cousin up here.
Ouch.
Oh, boy. I still hear it.
That means I'll come through and knock the house down and almost get fired.
Did you almost get fired?
No, not at all.
I like
to make people think that. It's just like, yes, I knew someone was offended by Goff at the roast. I'm like, that's a roast.
I've been getting in trouble lately. I got to pull it back.
It's good to be white.
Rich Campbell. Thank you. We'll talk to him tomorrow. I'm not thanking him.
I'm just saying, why are you thanking Rich Campbell?
I'm not.
Thank Lynn Casper and thank Paul Charchian for tomorrow as well.
They're all going to be on the show tomorrow, among other things, and I'm not sure
what those will
be. Yes, it's true.
Okay.
It's true. The week continues to roll on, Jay. Thursday follows Wednesday.
Closer to Bear Sunday.
Hey, Raiders. Week 4 preview. Should have done it 2 months ago like I wanted to. It would have felt a little bit better.
now you don't even want to do it.
Not at all. They got like a mini Bo Jackson running the ball and Derek Carr and Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack, by the way.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get very familiar with Khalil Mack on Sunday, a guy that I wanted a whole bunch when I was in Atlanta when they were looking for a defensive player. That dude is next level good, man.
And we'll see Chuck Woodson, the ageless safety, Chuck Woodson.
Why does everybody named Woodson play for 17 years.
Rod, Chuck, who
Darren?
Else?
Darren? Seriously?
Yeah.
Darren played for
what
a
is
while.
With the name Woodson that allows you to play football forever?
He's of the Mattson Woodsons, right? Yeah, Charles Woodson is a Mattson guy, right? I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Daryl Green and he are the only guys to have an interception in 18 NFL seasons.
Oh, that's incredible.
Think about that.
That is amazing.
I had that little nugget. I was waiting to drop it. I'm glad you brought him
against
up.
Against the Bears.
Yeah, right, exactly. Think about how long we thought Daryl Green played, and then you were like, man, Charles Woodson has played just as long.
Yeah.
Think about that. And he was always fast, always a very good corner.
He's slower now, but he's still a ball hawk.
Talk about Daryl Green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Daryl's very much, he's a lot slower right now. But, you know, Charles Woodson, yeah, he's...
So, come on, here's your option. Daryl Green or Kyle Fuller to start this weekend.
Vesta
I'd
Jackson.
Have to think about that.
Right?
Jeremy Lincoln. give me some other bad Bears corners.
Lemuel Stinson.
Man, Lemonhead. Hey, did I ever tell you about the time my uncle told me he pulled over Lemonhead?
No. He's not even a cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Lemuel Stinson.
It was like for, a speeding violation or whatever. He told him to slow down.
Nobody, yeah, that happens.
Lemuel Stinson had a purple Benz. And he said, my uncle said he opened the car door and it was as if Lemuel had put his own stereo system in the car because he had wires everywhere. and I guess my uncle let him ride. He's like, hey, man, just slow your ass down. All right. And then he sat there and he's like, man, you gotta do better than this. Like, you're a Chicago. This is like during his, like, what do you have, a 10 or 11 interception season at 1 year?
Something crazy? I think like no? 6 or 7
Didn't
or something.
Did Houston have like a.
No, Carrier a had double, a 10 or 11.
Carrier had.
That crazy rookie year. Lemuel had one big year. Remember he was making predictions too? Because he had this whole thing where the cameras were finding.